Human remains alone can assist us in getting closer to the identity of a person. However, there are other disciplines that may also contribute to the investigation. Let's review some of them. Have you ever heard the saying that you are what you eat? Let's imagine that you were born in one country and then at a later age you migrated to another. It's possible to examine the content of certain tissues of your body and determine the mobility you experienced. Such a technique is the analysis of stable isotopes. The building blocks of the human body, amino acids and fatty acids, are derived from what we eat and drink. By extension, the isotopic signature of the most abundant elements in our bodies, namely oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen, will also be reflected in what we eat and drink. Heavier stable isotopes such as carbon-13 and nitrogen-15 can help us to differentiate whether a person was vegetarian or if he or she ate a lot of meat. On the other hand, heavier stable isotopes such as hydrogen-2 and oxygen-18 reflect the water we drink, used to prepare meals, and contained in fruits and vegetables. Natural abundance of stable isotopes shows degrees of variations and is related to different pathways of carbon assimilation, fixation, and biochemical transformation of organic compounds. For example, sugar from sugarcane is chemically identical to sugar from beets, but differs in the carbon-13 isotopic composition.